Hi everyone, Michael Kerr here with another episode of Humor at Work. So this episode, I want to talk about the idea of asking for input, which is so important in building a strong, creative, vibrant culture, and it's one of the top motivators. People are dying to be asked for their input. It's the simplest things we can do to recognize our employees and also to improve our businesses, our organizations at the same time. Ideas are the currency of success. So here's the deal. Researchers at Harvard have found, and they're pretty smart, those Harvard guys, have found that employees are far more inclined to speak up and offer solutions when organizations launch information campaigns aimed at improving processes. And making it easy, of course, for employees to communicate ideas also helps improve the number of suggestions brought forth. The CEO of Rosenbluth International, for example, made it easy for his employees by creating a special 1-800 voicemail suggestion box where employees could submit ideas, concerns, or praise directly to him. A CEO of Synergy used to hold regular listening meetings to hear employees' concerns and ideas without any interference. Simple, easy, but it works. A constant reminder to employees also helps. An automobile parts manufacturer, for example, displayed giant posters throughout all its plants listing 10 questions that employees were encouraged to ask themselves, their colleagues, and their bosses. The questions included questions like: what took too long? What made you mad? What cost too much? What was too complicated? And what is just plain silly? And I don't think they were talking about penguins wearing sombreros. I think they meant, you know, what's goofy that we shouldn't be doing here? The questions led to far better communication, more innovative ideas, and improved efficiencies. And finally, of course, as we like to remind folks here at Humor at Work, making it fun to submit ideas, of course, helps. One company, great idea here, holds a monthly raffle for prizes based on drawing a person's name from their idea box. So the more ideas employees submit, the better the chance they have of winning. And of course, only serious ideas are eligible for a prize, so they make sure they're still getting good quality ideas from all their employees and making it fun to do so. Well, my fun at work tip for this week, it's another one of those alter ego name generator ideas to use on a Friday afternoon or at a party or to open up a meeting with. This one in time for the holiday Christmas season. You'll have to Google this one, folks. Google your Christmas elf name, and it will take you to an alter ego name generator where you will come up with your elf name. My elf name, if you're wondering, is Pinky Bedhead. Yeah, just love it. Just call me Pinky Bedhead. And the quote of the week from Dick Cavett, who was commenting on the discussion around violence leading to increased violence in the streets. There's so much comedy on television. Will this cause more comedy in the streets? And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, as I'm doing this podcast, we're entering December here, so I've listed some of my favorite wacky December theme days and unofficial holidays on my old website, www.mikekerr.com, include ones like December 5th, Bathtub Party Day, December 8th, Pretend to Be a Time Traveler Day, December 15th, Cat Herders Day, 16th, Chocolate Covered Anything Day, December 18th, Answer the Telephone Like Boppy the Elf Day. I'm not even sure what that means, but I just like the sounds of it. December 20th, Underdog Day to celebrate unsung heroes. December 21st, Look at the Bright Side Day. December 30th is Festival of Enormous Changes at the Last Minute Day. And finally, December 31st, not only is it, of course, the last day of the new New Year's Eve, it's also Make Up Your Mind Day. Until next time, everybody, this has been Michael Kerr at Humor at Work, reminding you to put humor to work for less stress and more success.